Now, bombing in Moscow killed 14 people today, as well as the two women who apparently carried explosives into a rock festival. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports that Russian authorities are blaming Chechen separatists who've been battling Moscow for years.
The two blasts came 15 minutes apart near the gates to an airfield where popular Russian bands had been putting on an all-day show. Amateur video footage shot just after the explosion showed police helicopters scrambling to the scene and motionless bodies lying on a blood-spattered pavement. A young man standing nearby described the experience to Russian state television. There was a muffled explosion and we saw things flying into the air. Then we saw a whole pile of people lying on the ground, he said. The authorities allowed the festival to continue. Musician Alexander Kutikov said this was better than causing panic among thousands of fans, many of whom were drunk. This was a wise decision, Kutikov said. Though it was horrible to be playing music right next to the scene of the tragedy, it sent shivers up my spine. As Interior Minister Boris Gryzlov briefed reporters at the scene outside the festival gates, music was still blaring from the stage. Police say the two women were wearing belts packed full of explosives, ball bearings, and metal fragments. Interior Minister Gryzlov said they detonated the devices near a ticket counter because they were unable to get past tight security and into the festival. If they had gotten through, the consequences would have been much more serious, Gryzlov said, noting up to 40,000 people had been jammed onto the airfield at the time. The government says the women were Chechens. Interior Minister Gryzlov said a passport identified one as just 20 years old. He claimed she had ties to separatists, though he gave no details, and there was no claim of responsibility by any group. The Chechen separatist movement has splintered into a myriad of factions, from moderate secularists to radicals who want an Islamic state. Suicide bombings by radical Chechens have become more common over the past year. Until now, the targets have generally been Russian government or military installations in or around Chechnya itself. Today's suicide bombing was the first in Moscow, though, and one of the first against a purely civilian target. Russian journalist Kirill Belyaninov sees such attacks as evidence of increasing radicalism. Radical Islamist circles in the Middle East have aided the Chechen cause. But Belyaninov notes that within Chechen culture, there's a deep indigenous tradition of blood revenge.
Chechen have their own laws, the laws of the mountains. And the war, this war which was going on, was pretty ugly. And if you notice, it's mostly women who are blowing up themselves. Young women in their 20s or early 30s. A lot of these women lost their relatives, husbands, sons, so on and so forth.
Belyaninov says the war in Chechnya has bred so much hatred that many radicalized Chechens now see all Russians as enemies. Just as many Russians openly talk of their intense hatred for Chechens. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.